Hey everybody, welcome one and all to New Music at Noon, aka the New Music Mondays podcast. I'm your host, Ben in Toronto, and we've got a pretty great show for you today. This is the show where we look at new independent Canadian music. I swear it's so new, sometimes it's just still warm. I don't even know what that means. This show airs every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Dropout Radio, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at dropoutentertainment.ca. And wherever you get your quality podcasts. Coming up, we've got music from Canadian folk singer Alex Leggett, new music, and an interview with Matt from Corey Hotline. But first, we've got a new track from The Zolas. The Zolas is an indie rock band from Vancouver, British Columbia. The group describes their style somewhere between 80s post-punk and 90s alt-rock. I think I read somewhere there's some Britpop influence in there too, which makes sense if you keep that in mind when you're listening. Back in June, the group announced that they would be releasing a new single every month. In a release series, the band dubbed Zed Days. This came following the realization that due to COVID-19, the release of their new album would be pushed back until at least the fall. The band's frontman, Zach Gray, said this in a statement. Quote, "We were meant to release the first single from our new album as we speak, but our mutual friend, the virus, pushed things back till the fall. There's a separate little batch of apocalyptic songs, though, that feel perfect for this moment," end quote. We featured Come Back to Life, one of those singles by The Zolas, on episode 3 of the show, so check that out wherever you get your podcasts. In the meantime, though, this is the first single from that album that was pushed back, coming out soon on Light Organ Records. This is I Feel the Transition.
Use the queen of clubs like a plow.
Corey Hotline is an indie pop rock band from Toronto, Canada, described as a cosmic collection of funk, pop, rock, and disco, or the kind of band you might expect to see at an especially raucous dance party, but in space. You may recognize the name Corey Hotline, and that is by design. The band is named for an element in an old episode of The Simpsons, the Corey Hotline. It is the hotline that Lisa just can't stop calling. Did that make me want to interview Matt Worry Smith from Corey Hotline more? Yeah, it sure did. Hey, everyone out there. I am here with Matt from Corey Hotline. How's it going, Matt? This is an interview, by the way.
I'm doing great. Yeah, I know. I'm flashing the peace sign for all of you listeners at home. I'm doing good. I'm hanging
out. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. What is, can you tell me, first, you know, let me ask you this. What is your favorite words that rhyme with Corey?
Well, oh God, story, allegory, Montessori. You get it.
Can you tell me where the Corey Hotline, like the band name, came from?
It comes from The Simpsons reference,
for sure,
which is a play on, you know, the Coreys of the 80s, the Corey Feldmans and the Corey Hart, maybe was one of them. Maybe that I just put that in because it's Canadian. But yeah, there was like a parody of that on The Simpsons. And then I'm a big Simpsons fan, and it's just kind of like fun and funny. And people think that I'm Corey. I get that quite a bit. They think that that's like my stage name, which is not what's happening. But yeah, that's where it's from.
What is space disco?
Space disco is a term that I first heard in referring to more like electronic sounding music, kind of. Like there's this French duo called Aeroplane, who I was into back in the sort of mid-2000s, and they refer to themselves, or I heard somebody refer to them as space disco, which just to me meant like future-facing, sexy-sounding, dancey music that wasn't, you know, traditional disco, and has a sort of modern electronic synthesized kind of flair to it. So that's how I think of it. Yeah. I always say space disco, but I always mix it up with future funk and like pop rock, because I think we're sort of a mix of those three things.
Cool. So my next question then is, if you had a time machine, would you go forward or backwards?
Fuck. I mean, if this is like a one jump sort of deal, then I would probably go backwards and bring technology back and make my millions. I think if I had the sort of, you know, multi-jump capability, then why limit myself to one? I'd love to see some of the future. I'd basically do everything they did in Back to the Future. So at first I'd go, you know, 40, 50 years into the future. Then I'd go to the Wild West for a little while. I'd go to the past, see my parents, try not to fuck my mom, classic Back to the Future kind of stuff. Yeah, that's what's up.
So your new song is out. It's called The Wheel. Can you tell me just, you know, when it came out and what how you guys wrote it? All it that just kind came of out good recently. Stuff. Anything you want to say?
Yeah. So it just came out, I think, last week. And it was written mostly by Jay Sussman, who's the drummer. And it's this sort of introspective look at love. But then when we were making the record, the whole point was to make, I mean, there's a few ballads and a few different sort of grooves that we explore, but the point was to make it like a pretty fun record. So we took this sort of like introspective tune and made it into this long drawn out. This is really, I think, a good indication of the space disco thing, because it is this sort of long sort of building song, much like a traditional disco tune, but with all these kind of modern sounds and a really long synthesizer solo in the middle of it, which is my favorite part of it. It was just, I don't know, it was a lot of fun to make. It was one of my favorite songs to make, and it's one of my favorite songs on the record. I would say 90% because of that sweet synth solo. And also, I find that that song was really fun to play live as well, when in the before times when we could play live music, as it sort of messes with your expectations. It goes into the chorus and you think it's going to like drop in big, but it doesn't. We like save that. And I don't know. I thought it was a lot of fun to arrange, a lot of fun to write, a lot of fun to perform.
Very cool. That's awesome. You know, that leads me kind of into my next sort of question. How has this last year, I guess, this last 6 months, how has that affected your sort of release strategy and timeline? Because I've noticed you guys have been releasing pretty steadily, actually, throughout this year.
Well, we probably would have released everything a lot earlier. Like, we've had the whole record done. You know, it's a whole 8-song album, and the plan was to release a few singles and then release some, you know, the rest of the record. And then once quarantine happened, we were like, well, let's just keep releasing singles. And we had this sort of backlog of live videos we had shot and a bunch of other content and stuff like that. So we were lucky that we had, right before quarantine happened, we had recorded a bunch of stuff and we were ready to go. So we've been using this time to slowly release material. The rest of the record's coming soon. And in that time, we've been working on our next album. So the stuff that we've been actively kind of working on over the past few months is new material, not released yet, not even, you know, totally done recording yet. So definitely everything got pushed back. But that was kind of lucky for us because it's given us a little bit of wiggle room to figure out what the next steps are in this crazy, crazy world we're living in.
Where can we find out more about Corey Hotline?
Yeah, so check out our website, coreyhotline.com. You can follow us on social medias, all the many social medias. I'm pretty sure we're Corey Hotline Music. Listen to us on all of your many streaming platforms, on Spotify or wherever you get your shit. We're there. That's Corey, C-O-R-Y, Hotline, H-O-T-L-I-N-E. And also, we have a real hotline up right now if people want to call and talk to us. So if anyone out there is interested in hearing what we're all about, you can call me and have a conversation with me at 1-833-HOT-CORY. And it's a free to call anywhere, anytime. So give us a shout and have some fun on the phone.
Everyone out there, this is The Wheel by Corey Hotline. And Matt, I hope you and I can get married one day.
Yeah, man. Me and you out there against the world.
Thank you very much, Matt. It was a pleasure.
Appreciate it, man. We'll see you next time.
Looking back on love, it wasn't always true. Sometimes it made us crazy. See, yeah, what showed through. It wasn't always easy to compromise with you, but lately I've been feeling we wanted something new. So we wanted something. So it's time for me to stay. You know it's time for me to stay. Yeah, yeah. We'll be right back.
That's a good track. And if you have 10 minutes to kill, check out the Corey Hotline at 1-833-HOT-CORY. Alex Leggett is an independent musician from Gananoque, Ontario, with over 500 live shows under his belt. His music is often described as electrifyingly uplifting folk. This song, however, isn't that uplifting. If you haven't heard of Alex Leggett, certainly check out his music at alexleggett.com. That's L-E-G-G-E-T-T. That is Leggett, and Alex is spelt, you know, A-L-E-X. Leggett says this started as his anti-Trump song. However, as he wrote and life progressed, it turned into a song that Leggett says is an FU song to racism, misinformation, and division in whatever forms they take. This is Down to the River by Alex Leggett.
You have some hateful things, 'cause of color you can't relate to him. He's your brother. Gonna take it down to the river. You've no respect for her. How you treat her, you can't look out for her. You're not a leader. Gonna take it down to the river. Gonna take it down to the river. Gonna take it down to the river. And I'll hold you under the water. You come up from under your spell. Not a penny for the wishing well. And you think you're out, but you can go to hell. Cause you're just too wrong.
Great song. And you know what? I think it's important for any American listeners that may have stumbled upon this show to know that Alex is not the only artist outside of the United States with anti-Trump songs. I don't think there's ever been a president who has inspired so much protest outside of the country that they govern. That's gotta mean something. I'm just putting it out there. That's it for the show. You wonderful people, you. Thank you for joining me. I'm Ben in Toronto. Visit dropoutentertainment.ca for your latest Canadian music news and content. And don't forget to connect with us on social media at Dropout Entertainment. Dropout is licensed to play through SoCan. This show is available as a podcast on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. And now back to more independent Canadian music, streaming 24/7. This is Dropout Radio, available online at dropoutentertainment.ca. Have a great week, guys.